My heart breaks when I see these incredibly smart, talented, well-meaning, ready to like give of their gifts and talent women come into the Divine Living Academy or other programs of mine, and I see what little amounts of money these beautiful, soulful women are living on.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Welcome to the Divine Living Talk Show. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. And today we're talking about one of my most favorite subjects, not settling. That's right, time for all of us to take an honest inventory of our lives and really take a look at where are we the ones selling ourselves short. You know, the more that you get that you are a queen, that everything that you desire is possible, that you are meant for more, that your epic life is waiting for you, that when you communicate like a queen, you can effectively manifest your desires. Like, there's so much power in you, in me, and yet, let's take an honest inventory of our life. You know, take a look at what's going on with you, with your team right now. Is there even one? I know at the beginning of my career, I settled for thinking that there wasn't enough money to hire a team, so that I needed to work like a slave girl and work 6 and 7 days a week to get my business off the ground. So not true. If you are just starting your business, please do not believe that thought. If you are 18 years into your business and you are still believing that thought, please do not believe that thought. You don't need to settle for doing it all and being the slave girl. You don't need to settle in your personal life either. You know, I'm taking a little trip down memory lane here, and settling for all those local loser rock star boyfriends, I mean, Gina, what were you thinking, girl? Like, I just didn't have a bigger view that, like, life could be so much more abundant or that I could attract a king. I mean, I knew in my head somewhere along the line I was like, going to be very happily married, but my current state of affairs surely would not have indicated that. Like, why did I think that was going to be my road to success? Like, that's another way that I settled. Other ways that women settle all the time. The muffin top. Why are we settling for lumpy, bumpy, pudgy bodies? And I'm not talking about not loving your body at whatever size it is. Yes, of course, you do that and you thank your body and all that stuff. But why are we settling for anything less than what delights us and what excites us? This is ridiculous. We are better than this. We are smarter than this. And the only reason why it's showing up in our lives is because, yes, let's take a little dose of some real medicine. We ourselves have allowed it. Now, the other ultimate place that women settle, the bank account. Oh my God, I get it, because I was there for way too long. Remember, I've told you all about my 20s and most of my 30s. I was there way too long. But come on, ladies, it takes a lot of money to be a queen, and the money is there and it's available. And my heart breaks when I see these incredibly smart, talented, well-meaning, ready to like give of their gifts and talent women come into the Divine Living Academy or other programs of mine, and I see what little amounts of money these beautiful, soulful women are living on. You know, my mom always taught me, you know, it was a virtue to stretch a dollar. I mean, you would have thought they were giving out like Teslas if you could stretch a dollar in my neighborhood. And it's like having reverence for money, yes, but like just seeing how far you can get on so little. What if you spent your time and attention otherwise? And what if you actually allowed whatever a healthy amount of financial abundance looked like in your bank account? You know, this availability for us to settle for struggle with money or lack with money or fear with money when we have all watched the same movies, read the same books, shown up at the same seminars. We know that we create our reality. I don't need to teach you that thoughts are things. So if we create our reality and thoughts are things, why are we settling? Why are we settling for little and lack and not good enough and just straight up boring and, oh, how about this one? And the same story 10 years later. Time to make a difference. Time to shake it up. Time to actually get clear on your desire and go and manifest it and have fun with it and enjoy it or drop it. I have a humbling moment to share with you. So I've been talking about writing a book since like literally 1997. And I know I just look young, but I have literally been, I'm gonna write this book. So I have gotten closer and closer. And then I went to go start my book proposal. And I swear you would think that somebody gave me horse tranquilizers. I was laid out, couldn't move, like the amount of drama that I went into, like sleeping for days because I was in such resistance. And finally, thankfully, my king said to me, Gina, please don't write the book. Gina, please stop. Do not put us all out of our misery, put you out of your misery. There's a lot of ways to get success. Please do not write the book. Oh, no, no, no. Right thing to say. And no, I was not going to cower into it. Though I have spent so many years in the drama settling for not being an author, settling for not getting my message out into the world in a much bigger way. And what happened? I went and I got myself out of drama. And the only way that I was able to do that was to go into prayer and meditation and really ask, dear God, what's supposed to be in this book? What's it about? What's it meant for? And then the words started to fall on the page. And then I got collaborators in and we started writing together and it became so fun and so powerful and so amazing. And I stopped settling for having to figure it all out on my own, do everything myself, and being a non-published author. So this is just one example in a way that I have made a commitment to no longer settle. I've transformed a lot of the areas of my life that I've just shared with you. And there are so many more to come. I remember, I mean, if you really want to go down memory lane, like all the years that I settled for either having no team at all or just having my team be, well, I'm just gonna be honest, the ickiest part of my, it wasn't team. I had to call them team because that's what they were, but it wasn't. Now, whose responsibility was that? Mine. Because I settled for thinking that this was outside of what I was worth, what I had the power to create, or what I deserved. I don't want you to fall prey to any of that. If you have a desire, you deserve it. Now, you might need to go through some kind of process to get you to that place of allowing, to get your confidence up, to get your frequency up, to get your wealth consciousness up. But any area of your life that you have settled is transformable. And that is the most exciting message of the day, isn't it? Like anything that you have settled for, you can literally start changing today. And that's exactly what we're gonna do together. So I want you to start to make a list, and you only get to pick three areas right now. I know, but only three. What are the top three areas that, we'll just play a game for right now, like that if they could be transformed, what would the three areas be that you would stop settling in? And if you're taking notes and writing them down, write them down, type them out. You can leave a comment right now too. Like just really get clear for you. What are the three areas? And now, for this to be a reality and not a wish, for you to be queen and not a princess, the next step that you have to do, now that you've gotten clear on what the three areas are that you are not going to settle in, you have to make the decision that you will not settle. That is an action step. It's an internal action step, but the decision means to cut. And you have to make the decision that you will not settle in this area, these top three. Your next step, you have to create a belief that it is possible for you. Because here's the real truth. The only reason why you have settled in this area is because you haven't really given this area your full and total self. I know you think you have, but you haven't. And here's why. Because you never believed it was really going to happen for you. Every human being, the reason why we don't start or give our full selves to something is because we don't really believe that it's really going to make a difference, it's really going to happen, it's really going to be a success, it's really going to turn out. So you have to create the belief. And I know that it feels like a lie at the beginning, but if you just create this belief, I see myself as a best-selling author. I see myself muffin top free. I see myself with a beloved king. I see myself with a healthy financial abundance in my bank account. I see myself, and start to feel it and visualize it and see it and claim it and own it. Once you've made the decision and you create the belief, boom. You are already well on your way to transforming these areas. So I'm telling you, don't settle for settling. You'll be very happy.
Queen, all right, woman, ask and it is given. That is right. I had so much fun and such big transformations occurred at the Divine Direction New York City event. I have opened up kind of a world tour for more locations coming to a city near you. That's right. We're going to be in Italy. Oh my gosh, at the most glorious location in October. We're going to be in Chicago in November, and we are going to be in South Florida in December. So check out divineliving.com/direction, or the link is in the show notes. And a whole white party soiree is how it kick off the Friday night or whatever the first night is. And then the next 2 days of solid training, coaching, transformation, being in the room with high vibe women from around the world in these elite kind of mini experiences. It's a big experience, but it's a mini event. I am so excited to welcome you there. So check it out. There's only 50 spots per event available. So if you want to meet me in Italy or Chicago or South Florida, the options are now open and you are in the early bird special pricing time. So snag your seat, get it reserved, and I can't wait to see you in real life. Mwah.